Welcome. Episode 4. Slow Jams with Hester.
Episode 4.
What's going on?
Sit here. Spangler, Max, Branch.
Yep.
The main man himself. With the J5.
All the myth, the legend.
All day he cried.
Nate Hester.
Hello. Welcome to Radio Station W101 SJWH.
Starting already.
It's early.
Are you sure?
It's an early morning.
Are you sure it's 101?
1010.
Oh, Lord, this is what we get for coming in so early in the morning. Hey, man. Thanks to everybody who listened. We had a record listener number this month for episode 3.
Yeah,
that
came up
there.
So, yeah.
Indeed.
Appreciate the support.
Instagram followers are getting up there. I even had somebody hit us up on Instagram last night and said, hey, man, I just found your podcast. Pretty cool, so that works out well.
Most definitely. We definitely appreciate it. So
we definitely need. If you're a follower of ours on Instagram, we definitely need you to head on over to Twitter and give us a follow on Twitter. It's at Hester Slow. I still laugh every time I hear that.
Yeah, he put that slow in there.
I did not. That was on Twitter.
Yes, sir.
I've had a lot of people asking me about how your Elvis concert went down in Memphis.
Oh, yes.
So,
yes.
You know.
Well, I'm going to tell you.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Oh, I tell you. All day. Listen, I'm going to tell you. I got down there and found out that, listen, I was not considered a certified Elvis Presley because I did not have my certification.
What?
Between Spanky or Branch or Mac, somebody was supposed to send my information in, and then they was informed to let me know that I had to have my certification in order to be a Elvis impersonator.
So I didn't know it was that serious.
Well, listen, when I got down there, I was very, very embarrassed because not only was I stood in line for like 2.5 hours, I had to turn around and get back in line for them to tell me that I was not certified.
So you didn't get to perform.
I didn't get to perform. I sat there and sweated in my suit.
Well, there were a couple pictures that showed up on Instagram of you performing. So, I mean, you had to perform somewhere. And I heard that's why you got embarrassed, because you were up on stage performing and you tried to pull some move and the crotch of your pants ripped out.
Yeah, I did have a uniform, you know.
Malfunction,
however you want to call it.
Right.
It wasn't nothing like Janet Jackson had done back in the past. I was a little bit discreet on my tip, right? But you know, I did have to wobble off of the stage with the quickness.
Wobble.
You split in certain areas. Some things you get air can get to it, but you don't want anything in that area to just fall out. So you had to leave it like that.
All right. Well, I'm telling you, this week we have got an extra special place we're sending you. And I'm going to tell you what, I and the department, the budget department, did not come up with this.
Okay.
This is by special request.
Listeners.
By a very special listener.
Uh-oh. Oh.
Somebody near and dear to your heart.
Near and dear to my heart. Close on my side of the family.
And you're gonna get a kick out of there. I'm telling you right now. I cannot wait.
Somebody sending you emails out on
I don't know, man.
Somebody texting.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander, man. You hit up my girl all the damn time, so we'll see what happens.
Okay.
Anyways, again, Thanks for listening. Episode 4, Slow Jams with Hester. We're going to take a break. We'll come right back with episode 4.
We see you when you get there.
We out. W1010SJWH, that's Slow Jams with Hester all day, coming to you live and in studio on this early, early, and I mean early, Wednesday morning. Getting this thing started, upbeat and up tempo, getting the blood boiling. You ready to go, Hester?
Yes, thank you, I'm ready.
All right, man, I hope so. You about to do your thing. Slow Jams with Hester, here we go.
He cried all day. What's going on, everybody? What up, Rare Old Brand?
Stone on this.
What'd you say, Max? Hey, hey, thanks for that beautiful introduction, old Spanky's Lane.
I'm out of breath right now.
Hey, but listen.
Spangler bringing the thunder.
Hey, big old man, listen. He said he was
thunder.
Lying.
Brand. Take your job, though. Watch out.
To sound like somebody trying to look in on my territory.
Oh, man. I only practiced that 147 times.
Boy, listen. I mean, if you want my pay, they tell you, man, you got to watch those people. What do they call them when they sneaking on your backside like that?
Backstab.
Backstabbing. They come and hit you all the time, won't they? Man, somebody, you need to stay in your lane, man. We're going to call that even on that. He cried all day. But listen, I'm glad we are blending in here today. I'm glad to be back and everything, right? But other than that,
2 weeks is a long time.
2 weeks is too long, really. I think maybe
here we go, man.
We might try to take and
hit this high note right here.
Okay.
What?
No, I can say what? Okay. Hey, listen, don't forget I recently had surgery on my throat, so I did make an attempt.
Yeah.
We're gonna call it that. Was the attempt being made? But anyway, but while we blending in here, I'm gonna get ready to blend off into something. And my DJ over there, we're gonna go ahead and skip something here and then we're gonna go and bust it out with that, man. And I think some OJs. I've been thinking about that for a good minute.
Some OJs.
OJs, yeah. For the love of money. While we say, I'm going to explain this to you because I picked this song because of certain situations in life we all tend to deal with when it comes to our financial needs, right? First of all, you always got to have money, right? Second of all, when you get money, right? You spend money. One thing that evolves around money is people that have it, but they really don't have it. Now I'm talking about what they say is called the EBT card. Okay? Now the reason we're on this subject here because see, I don't understand this because see, when you're dealing with money and everything, you got cash money, you're allowed to buy certain things, okay? You can go certain areas and certain places in life to do your business, right? But what I don't understand, when you're dealing with an EBT card, how can you take and go into a store, you got on a pair of $250 tennis shoes, Air Jordans, and you ask them for 3 packs of Newports, and you give them a damn EBT card to pay for it? I got a problem with that. That's why I picked this song, For the Love of Money. Right? They do what? Yeah, do things, good things with it, and bad things with it. Okay, listen. Cash money. What do you say, Spanky?
He said, that's my cash money.
Cash money,
that,
right?
He's spending on that EBT card.
All day. All tax dollars money. Yeah, I don't understand.
So where were we at, man? When
listen, we took it up.
We saw that EBT card sign.
We made a little bit of a road trip, right? We had to go take care of some business, you know, pertaining to the job and all, right? So one of us ride, we had a partner of ours had to stop and use the bathroom, right?
Right.
So we pull up in this, what you call a VP, okay? I'm going to leave it as a VP like that because I really don't want to step on nobody's feet. So I'm sitting there in the car, and on the door of the entrance to this establishment, there's this big old sign in red and highlight chartreuse colors saying, EBT, not welcome. Okay,
not
so
welcome or not accepted?
Not accepted, not welcome, either or. They don't want you coming in there with it, right? Okay, so I'm sitting there staring at that, and I'm like, okay, EBT, EBT. Everything is broken down in, say, either in letters, okay, because they're trying to be discreet about it.
What do they call that? What do they call that?
What they call EBT?
No, but it's broken down by letters. What
but
they
it's
call
broken
that?
Down. Okay, I'm going to make it short for you. I don't have no money. Okay, that's what I'm calling. Okay, that's what it is. And so what they try to do.
It's not an acronym or
anything. No, it's not an acronym. Okay, so if you take the E and the B and the T, right, and translate that to where electronic benefit transfer. That's exactly what that stands for. Meaning for short, don't have no money.
Did you Google that?
Did I Google it?
Yeah.
I had to ask Siri what it meant. I sure did. Because so, I wasn't going to try to sit there and
Does Siri accept EBT payments for that cell phone bill?
Hey, listen, I'll tell you what.
All I want to know about Siri is
she knew what it was.
Because the other day we were all out in the car at lunch or something. And you said something to Siri, and Siri responded and called you. You got a special name, Siri calls you.
Oh.
Oh, you got your phone out?
Right. Yeah.
What's
Siri called? It is called. Before we go on with that subject, you know, we do have some listeners out there, right?
Right.
But, you know, I do. When I do pull that up on my phone, it does mention a certain word or whatever else.
Right.
But since we got radio viewers out there, listeners, okay, we're going to be a little bit discreet on what that's called, okay?
Because radio restrictions.
Well, listen, we're going to have one today. I'm going to tell you that, right? Because, you know, I need everyone listening to our broadcast, right? And I don't want them to think we're going to take it to a level that's, you know, not good for kids. We do have some kids that share some of this togetherness with us, all right? So much with that said, but listen, we're going to go ahead and switch to the, so you can understand about the cash flow of money, we're going to go ahead and slip to that old Key Sweat, and we'll blend it in because something just ain't right all the time.
Uh-oh.
So when you blend the EBT card in with the thing called For the Love of Money, right, then you have to sit back and think to yourself, you know, something just ain't right. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It all blends in together, right?
What's just not right?
What I mentioned earlier, when you got on a pair of $300 tennis shoes and the pants that cost probably about $175, baby, you got this whole outfit,
right?
And then you riding around with EBT cards in your pocket, right? And you're quick to go on to any store that accepted these, right? To get you a pack of Newports, okay? Get you some candy, buy some ice cream.
So what's this song have to do with any of that?
Because if you think about it, the man's...
What's this song called?
Something Just Ain't Right.
Something Just Ain't Right.
Just by Key Sweat all day. So Something Just Ain't Right falls along For the Love of Money.
You told us.
We do not have, right?
You told us the story a while back.
Here we go.
Right?
That something just...
You probably felt like something just wasn't right. Told us back when you was a youngster. Remember he told us this story about riding the bus.
Okay.
When he was a youngster, about how you told us you felt like something just wasn't right because when you rode the school bus to school, your feet never touched the ground.
That is true. Yes.
This seems tight.
Hey, that is. Hey, listen. You know what?
This seems tight.
You felt like Forrest Gump.
This seems tight.
Right. Listen.
So,
you know what?
I'm on the long bus or the short bus?
Hey, listen, tinted windows.
Just put it this way. I was a short guy when I was in school, right? So, me picturing me riding this bus, you know, some of them were short. I'm going to throw that out there.
Right.
And some of them were long buses, right?
Right.
And the long buses are the ones where I had problems with my feet wouldn't touch the floor.
Right.
You know? Because everybody was so curious. They was like, man, little bitty guys, a freshman?
My only question is,
what's that, Brandon?
You know, now they have like car seat restrictions.
They sure do.
Weight restrictions. Back when you was a freshman, would you still have to be considered like in a booster seat of some kind?
No. What at all, man?
Listen, French got jokes.
Hey, listen, big time. It was like this.
The booster seat. You had on the school bus.
Hey, listen. you had this sign when the bus would pull up, and you get up on it, enter at own risk. Okay? So that means what was left for my safety, I had to depend on the driver. Okay? When he had a bad driver, then I was the one that would be end up out of luck. That's how that went.
So, but anyway. I
do believe I asked you.
I said, like, you know, today it's like booster season. Would you be in a booster season? Back then was now.
They didn't have no such thing as no booster seats back then.
Hey, as much as we talk about driving, right?
Yeah.
We talk about everything we do comes back to driving.
It sure does.
So as when you get in one of our vehicles, as much as you have to pump that seat up, you may as well be in a booster seat.
Hey, listen. Okay, well, since we brought that subject up, that is true. The vehicles that we do travel in are not designed for people that are short, okay? But what they did, they put the unit in that would allow that seat to be pumped up for a person as myself and as my body structure that I can physically operate this mobile without any issues. Now, anybody that rides with me, they have to be comfortable because the seat that I sit in has to be up in the dashboard.
Now,
so if you got long legs and all, you ain't got to worry about
that. All I know is that if you're in the back seat, you won't be behind.
You want to be behind.
That's right.
Because you got plenty of leg room going.
Plenty of leg room. You can sit back and relax, be quiet, and we get to our next destination. He cried.
And our next destination is going to be rolled into what?
We're going to go ahead and blend this on into the Cornelius Brothers. Okay? We're going to ride with Float with this guy right here because he's a good team, right? Because I'm going to tell you something. This is an old school song of mine I used to listen to when I was coming up. And used to go like this. My grandmother used to tell me this. She said, son, she always said, what?
She said, son,
please beware. Hey, let me tell you something. She said, call love and it's everywhere. It's gonna tell you, Max.
It can break your heart.
Friends, it'll put you in misery.
And put you in misery.
I'm gonna think what it's gonna do to you, though. Spanky like this. It's gonna come to me. Hey, so it's like, hey, so
far. To me.
So, but I'm gonna tell you something.
It's too late to turn back now.
It's too late, Spanky. Oh, I got it. So, please, Spanky, into this, right? It's too late. Now, he got this special one in his life. We all tend to say hello.
Be careful where we're going.
Yeah.
Be careful where we're going.
You can't turn back.
Yeah. You can't
turn
back
at all, right?
Yeah. You know, some of us like to have communications with others, right? And I don't see anything wrong with it when it's kept on a professional level.
Correct.
With my boy over here, Max, one of those sneaky guys. You know what I'm saying?
Slide on in.
He like this. Okay, can't steal you under the knife. Whoa, see what happens when you got short legs and you sitting on the bus? Boy, it come back and bite you all the time, right? But this feeling just can't be right. Go on, tell them, Branch, it's too late. Too late to turn back now all day. Are you feeling what I'm saying out there, man? Frankie, you all be quiet over here. What's going on? You thinking about what's going on? You worried about what I'm going to say next, huh? And everybody know, I might just put it on out there.
I'm going to spin this off with something else.
Okay. Got to be more careful.
All day.
All day.
Hey, so you want to start talking about... You want to start talking spoons and digging on one another.
Oh, man.
We can bring up Instagram.
Okay. Oh, man. Hey, let's get it on out there. Right, let's get it out of the way.
So yesterday, I'm checking out the Slow Jams with Hester Instagram account, right?
Yes, indeed he was.
I'm over there standing next to Max, and I look on my phone, and there's a picture.
Yeah.
My favorite thing.
Smoking.
Man,
hot legs.
Got
legs.
To be
connected right. To some feet.
Right. Oh,
and he bare feet.
All bare legs, right?
No shoes,
man.
No socks.
Here we go.
All toes. Bare legs. I was like, dang, man. I was like, look at these.
Look at
I
that.
Showed Max. I'm like, look at these legs, man.
Man,
because that's all it was. There's no, it was just from like, you know,
No, you're, five down.
Right. Oh, I got you, man.
I tell you.
Somebody started red right now.
Yeah. So I'm sitting over there like, hey, man, look at this. And I can just see Hester.
Sweat.
Hester over here squirming, right? He's like, oh, man, let me see. So I'm like, all right, dude. I'm like, check these legs out.
Ooh.
And what Hester say?
Oh, man.
What Hester say?
She hot.
I'm like, there's some pretty legs right there.
He said, man, those legs are smoky. And I said, well, do you see the name above the picture?
Damn, did I see the name. Man, I got to tell you the truth, boy. You're talking about Sean, I tell you what. Get me on this.
We sitting there looking at a pair of pins, man.
I'm telling you. I got a man looking at the feet and everything. And then behind that, there was some dollar bill signs. And then I found out who it was.
Who was it?
Ah, my baby girl all day long. I'm like, oh, man. Here I am looking at something. I didn't even have the view of the face, right?
Hester drooling over his daughter's legs.
Listen, that just came out of nowhere. But you know, hey, quiet as it's kept. You know, hey, quiet as it's kept. It ain't going to be quiet now. It's obvious, you know. So it's very important that you pay attention.
Because, hey, once you put something on Instagram, it's too late to
turn back. All day it's turning it is, man. Yeah, but see, since we didn't have that little episode, got that out of the way. Baby girl, I want to appreciate you taking it upon yourself to review things. But other than that, in the near future, we're going to have to be a little bit more discreet. Okay?
Shout out to that manicurist.
Yeah, no one is discreet.
Okay. That's what got you in
trouble. Whoever did your feet, Max's is the deal, man.
Yes. All right. Let's do it again.
We're gonna keep that up.
Let's do it again.
So if you're talking to Sherelle, right?
Yeah, we gonna yeah.
Me, Max, and Branch just want to tell you, keep posting.
Keep on posting. Yeah. Listen, okay. Hey, we know what Daddy gonna say about all that if you gonna do that too.
What are we rolling into?
We gonna blend in here. Hey, we gonna pieces of a dream. Okay.
Pieces of a dream.
Right. Pieces of a dream that everybody just had on that. All day, most shit. I'm gonna bring this to you real quick. This is something here. A song is broken down. It's called 4-5-4.
4-5-4.
Now,
is that like Yamo be there?
It's like Yamo be there, but it's 4-5-4.
Okay.
Now, when you hear this, they're talking about numbers, right?
I get it.
But it is my what? Now. Hear that 4-5-4? That means that's F-O-F-I-F-O.
So you know our song part of the song.
Okay, that's a serious cut right there. That's old school. Right. So anybody else listening to this?
Well, it was because I was spelling it 4-5-4.
Yeah, you was spelling. See, that's because you was reading into it too much until I broke it down to you. Hey,
this is how they say it on the avenue.
Back in the day. Back in the day, 4-5-4. In other words, if he's asking for your phone number, that's how you gonna give it to him, right? Whoever, girl, female. Listen, I mean, what do you mean? Why would they be asking you? You have women asking for your number, ain't you? Sure. He's scared. You worry about that kitchen pass. Yes. Hey, somebody gonna listen to this? You ever
hear
that?
I ain't got nothing.
Oh, you sure? You sure ain't got nothing to hide? Yeah. So what about the girl asking you for your number then?
What girl?
The one you married to. She asked you for it.
No, I asked her for it.
Oh, okay. Then you clean it up. What about you, Max?
What's that?
What happened? How'd you get your number? To my your number? Missus. Yeah, how'd you get your number to your missus?
I met my wife on the box.
You did?
Yes.
Okay, what did you see first? Her feet or her face? Well, I'm curious. What just draws you in? I need to know.
Her best assets are from the chest up.
Okay.
But you talk about her heart.
The heart, the brain, the mind.
Yes, indeed. Not the feet now. Okay, good answer. Good answer, man. You got saved today there, bro. He cried up. Okay, now anybody want to know how I met mine?
Let's go.
Shit, strong conversation.
Strong? What does that mean?
That means I looked at her, she looked at me, and I was like, what's your digits? And then she looked at me and said, 4-5-4.
Now, question I got.
And I had it, huh?
Were you looking up at her?
looking up at him.
Walked up and looked up at him.
Okay, okay.
He was eye level with the belt. He could tell you how many holes were in her belt.
Okay, I was vertical though when we did this. Okay, not horizontal.
I hope. That's no, he receiving for getting
dropped.
All day. Yeah, here we go.
Is that your height?
What's that?
Oh,
4-5-4.
Oh, man.
Oh, he went high on the
kid. Hey, man, he said.
So in the concept of this, foe, what do you think foe is?
Foe is.
What, the number four? Is that
four,
what
that's? Yeah.
And what's so, five?
Five.
Five. Okay. Even foe.
So you understand that foe is four and five is five.
Five. Right.
Four, five, four. So what do you think three is?
Shoot, three.
Three.
That'd be Trey. Trey. Can't go.
Right. What's another word for three?
Uno, dos, tres.
Right.
Let's go there.
Triple.
Triple? Yeah, it is. Like, triple cheeseburger.
Triple cheeseburger.
So, we gonna go with that again.
We gotta tell this story. So, Branch decides to take us to some janky place for lunch.
It was not janky.
With some racist chick behind the counter.
Oh, so then.
I decided to leave that establishment and not give them my money. Here we go. this is Spanx Biscuits with Branch. So I go out to the car, right? You follow me out to the car after paying $4 for a pop.
Yeah, I did, yeah, man. And then the girl was like, excuse me, but aren't they supposed to get a distance account? But the rude girl that was waiting on Spanky didn't have no conversation because she was stuck in one of those zones to where she made it obvious that she was just nasty and rude.
Right.
Rude.
Yeah, not good. So me and you head off to McDonald's.
Exactly.
So I get this, Max. I'm in the drive-thru. I order,
yeah,
Branch,
yep,
two triple cheeseburgers,
yep,
fish filet sandwich.
Exactly. Yep.
Right.
You sure did.
Get
man.
My food. Get the sack. We pull off. I reach in, grab a triple cheeseburger out the bag,
mm-hmm,
open it up, take a bite of it, start eating. Hester's sitting there. He goes, hey man. He goes, is that a triple cheeseburger? I yeah. said, well, yeah, I just, you were sitting right next to me when I ordered two triple cheeseburgers.
Yeah, I was sitting there,
he
man.
Goes, so, he goes, so that's got three pieces of cheese on it? I said, what?
Yeah, I did.
I said, huh? He goes, yeah, man, triple cheeseburger.
No,
I'm like, yeah,
cheeseburger.
It's a triple cheeseburger. He goes, so that's got three pieces of cheese on it.
Yeah, I did, man. I had to be like,
I said, no. Hey, where the hell are you from, dude?
I'm like, hey, listen, I had to think about it because I got caught up in the motion in the way he was holding that sandwich, right? So that's why I'm like, dang, you know, it looks good and everything, right?
I just looked at him and said,
listen, I had to make sure he had three pieces of meat.
I just looked at him and said, slow jam for this. You know that story's coming
it
up.
It sure is, boy.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
So that's another episode we just took here and we want to share with everybody.
Yes. Hey, listen, what else do we have on that agenda here?
Well, we got some stuff on the agenda, but we're going to take a break real quick. We'll come right back with more of episode 4, Slow Jams with Hester.
While you out there all day, he cried. Hello.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Slow Jams with Hester, episode 4.
Wonder Child. Yes, indeed. Listen to
your life. That's a dude or a chick?
That's a dude singing.
Man, on that day, I'll be able to make up my own. Was this like Madea?
Yeah, you put him in that category.
Oh, man. Who is this?
Ohio Flair.
Yes, Ohio Flair.
Coming to you strong.
Hey, we talked about, you know, we have our production meetings. We're slow jams with Hester.
Yeah.
We talk about what we're going to do.
All day.
We came up with this idea about everybody was going to pick out their favorite movie scene.
Exactly.
Their favorite funny movie scene.
Yes, indeed.
And it was the month of July, and, you know,
like everybody's taking vacations and not here, not there. So, you know, I picked out mine.
Yeah, you did.
Right?
You still did.
So today we're going to talk about my favorite funny movie scene of all time. And I don't even think this needs any introduction.
I just think
it's the old DJ just needs to let it roll.
Right. Yes, sir.
And we go into the Miss Black Ryan, Awareness
I'm
going
to preach to you today.
Yes.
Don't you know? These contestants for the Miss Black Awareness pageant. I feel good. I feel good because I know there's a God somewhere. There's a God somewhere. You know there's a God who sits on high and looks down low.
You see?
Man cannot make it like this. Larry Flint, Hugh Hefner, they can take a picture, but they can't make it. Only God above, the Hugh Hefner on high, can make it for you.
Apparently, these are the best women Queens has to offer. Pick one and let's go home.
You can call his name.
Be patient, my
Lord,
friend.
Lord, Lord. Do you love him?
Yes.
Do you feel joy?
Joy.
You feel joy?
Joy.
Max, you feel joy?
Oh, yeah.
Joy.
Thank you, joy.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't be ashamed to
call his name.
Yeah. Lord. Only God can give that woman the kind of joy she had right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is my favorite part coming up.
Noise.
When he gets real hot.
I am very happy to be here.
Amen. Yes, sir. Can I get an amen?
Amen. Amen.
I don't know what you come to do, but. Lord, Lord.
Do you love him?
give me some invitation on that.
All day long he was talking about. He said, you know, he said, there's a God from all high. You know there's a God. Turn around, ladies.
Who'd he help, baby? Who'd he help get off the island?
Gilligan! He helped him get off the island.
Mr. Brandon Watson.
Brandon Watson.
Watson.
What's the name of that
band? Sneak peek.
Yes.
That will make another appearance in this episode of Slow Jams with Esther.
Woo! Are we talking about sending me somewhere else now?
Huh? I don't know.
Oh, I'll tell you.
I don't know. What are we rolling into,
we're
man?
Rolling into Timmy Thomas right here. This is a real old school 1973. For some of you viewers and listeners out there right now at this moment, this might tickle your toes a little bit if you knew anything about some old school music.
Some what?
Old school
music. This sounds new school to me.
Hey, old school. All right. It's called Why Can't We Live Together?
I thought this was Drake.
Dr. Drake?
No, Drake.
Drake was in what?
The rapper.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
Dr. Drake. Did you say Dr. Drake?
I thought
Drake?
Dr. Drake. I know it's Drake. Is there a Drake? Dr. Dre and who?
You know what's a Dr. Dre, man.
Come on, man.
But listen, how do you think he got that name?
N.W.A.
Doc.
Come on.
What university do you think he came out of?
Because
of Art Knox
on the music.
You think he got a Ph.D.?
And music beats.
Oh, music beats. That's what it is.
Is there any, like, lyrics to this song? Or,
it so sure
far,
is.
This song is horrible.
No, let's get ready to play it to you right now. He's going to... How he starts it off is just like... Just hear the beat first.
Oh, you got the J5 bounce.
Oh, yeah.
On this.
I got the... No...
Tell me why,
there
tell
you
me
go. Then he tells you what? Why can't we what? Tell me why, Max.
He's waiting for his hotline bling.
You sure is, man.
But cell phones weren't invented yet, so there's no cell phones back in the day.
No, it wasn't no cell phone. So,
this is free cell phone hotline bling.
Phone calls back in those days cost you a dime, a nickel, and a quarter, right?
When did this song come out?
That's all it cost.
Huh? When did this song come out? Coming from a man that carries a chain. 1973.
Now, yeah, that is true. Now,
yeah.
You do carry a chain.
I do.
If you ever is it called a change purse though? It's just
a change purse. Hey,
I don't know.
It's just loose change.
It's a purse.
Ouch.
A lot of people don't carry that anymore, right?
You got a fanny pack too?
I'm that old school guy. If I go to get something and it comes to $14.32, I got the 32 cents. Okay? Mind you. Because I can give it to you all in pennies, it's still paid, right? Right.
Now, you buying them knockers with that change purse?
What kind of knockers?
Well, I don't know.
Listen, I already been in one place where I seen some knockers.
Were they Shirelles?
We're not even going that far.
No, man. You were.
You know, I was more thinking about the restaurant. You know, there is that restaurant that is out there.
You were getting. I'm sorry, Sherelle. I apologize.
Yeah. Daddy's real sorry about that.
You were getting dressed for slow jam, right?
Oh, no matter.
And you happened to show everybody your underwear on the plastic band that said knockers.
No.
We're wondering,
here you go, man.
We're wondering where you bought those at.
He's looking for the next song right now.
Yeah, I am.
My God, my stomach hurts.
The next song should be, the Dad's Band.
Did you get those?
The Dad's Band.
Did you buy those at the children's place?
So we keep it live. Yeah, we still going to that store, ain't we?
Yeah, I ain't buying that ticket.
You're not going to answer the knocker's question.
No, we ain't going to answer that.
Your DJ's not saving you over here.
I don't understand what happened, man. Some of the people that don't listen.
All day
he cried.
All right, man. What are we rolling into, man?
Hey, we go ahead and blend off into that Dance Band when he gets a chance over there.
The Dance Band?
Yes.
I don't think that's on the list.
It ain't on the list.
Here we go. Here we go.
Off script.
Off script again.
So you're going to have to loop.
So we are loop to loop,
until
man.
Until I get your... What is it called?
Dad's Band.
Yeah, it only takes the Dad's Band. Keep it alive.
Dad's.
D-A-Z-Z.
Oh, Dad's.
Dad's. V-A.
That gives us more time to talk about your knocker underwear.
Yeah. Hey, who's stuck on these balls, man?
I'm going to
have to blend that off into something else. The draws. I tell you, we can go back to the EBT card. We can go back to Ohio Players. I want to be free.
We can go back to Instagram.
See, that's going to bring back the legs, right? Huh? Man can't win for losing.
Well, it don't have to bring back the legs. We could talk about somebody else's Instagram account that you like to peep on.
So we're going to keep it live.
Okay, go ahead.
That's what I'm going to blend it on, right? Yeah, I said he dug that up, man. I appreciate you over there, Max. Yeah. You dug deep on that because you pulled me out of the whiffs.
The what?
The width of the evilness.
Got your back.
All day. As soon as old boy, he gonna say, keep it live. Anyway, go back to what you was talking about, Frankie. On a different...
No, not on that.
We go somewhere else now. We go down the street and hang a right. Hear that beat, y'all out there? You listening? Keep it live. What are you thinking, baby, Branch?
I'm trying to understand the song, man. That's all.
Hey, thanks for bringing those donuts in today, too, man.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, you looked out for
us.
He so did, man.
I got you cake.
He got me the cake donuts, too. He did.
That's nice to be different.
That's for half to eat the cake donuts.
Hey, we do have a newcomer that came in with us.
A new what?
A newcomer. I don't know if we want to bring that out or not.
A new what?
Comer.
Okay.
We back on Instagram?
So we're gonna disregard. Yeah, blow the horn.
Back up.
Who's next?
This episode's getting out of control.
We're driving. Wait, we're driving.
Hey, where's that remote control, Hester?
Man, listen. We're talking about the remote.
Man, no, I wasn't there. Somebody, Max or Branch got to tell
us. Branch, can you help us out a little bit, man?
No, I can explain the whole story.
We're doing our thing.
You know, we out there working.
I mean, no, we're working. As we get older, our fingers get a little.
Yeah.
You lose the feeling, and we're starting to put things in our pockets. And things
just
like that.
Doing an investigation. You don't want
car alarms all of a sudden going off in the middle of the conversation.
I'm gonna just make this show real short, okay? Okay, we out doing our handling our business, okay? A couple of the fellas is up handling theirs, asking a few things or whatever. And seriously?
You're getting a hug.
The DJ is saying, hey.
See, hey, listen. Since we didn't really continue this stuff, y'all just jacked me all out of my game now. But anyway, back to what we was talking about.
Oh, God.
We pull up on this ordeal handling our business. For some strange reason, I'm around somewhere on the back side of the building handling some business. But while I'm trying to secure my keys, at the same time, the freaking car alarm goes off, right? So I'm like, oh, I just messed that up real, real bad. So out of the blue, I heard this voice holler out real loud, Hester! Hester! I'm like, oh, boy, okay. Here I am trying to take care of business and handle it, trying to secure the unit. Then what happens again? Bam! Back at you again.
And weren't you guys trying to be a little,
we was trying to be quiet.
A little low-key?
Very low-key.
Very low-key.
Yep. But you know,
and you just...
That just opened the door wide open. It did, man.
Was it in your pants pocket?
I was taking it. I was securing it inside my pants pocket.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it smashed the
button. It may not. I mean, you may not do that if you didn't pull your pants up to where your nipples are.
Oh, man, you talking about high riders. Oh, no, you saying I'm wearing high
man,
riders.
I'm chafing. Chafing today.
If you weren't pulling your keys out from your chest, pectoral muscles just must have hit the
high ride. Well, you know what? If it rains, I ain't got to worry about my damn pants getting wet.
Man, find a song your DJ can play so you can get off of Hill Street.
I tell you what, man. Let's go with...
you got 18.
Let's go with Double.
18 songs down there.
Captain of Your Hearts. Double.
How you spell that? For
Double. Capital D, is that right, Spanky?
I have no idea.
D-O-U-B-L-E. Double.
Oh, Double.
It ain't triple. Now, I ain't going to get confused over that. Okay, Double.
So how many pieces of cheese does a double cheeseburger
have? Well, I think, what, 3 grand?
Maybe 4.
Four pieces of cheese?
Yes, Double.
Yeah, here we go right here. We blend that in real smooth, Double. That's it right there. Outstanding, my guy. You my guy.
Let's put a backup song.
Man, that's cool. I always have plenty of backup songs. I just didn't mark them all.
He's got 18 songs.
I'm saying he gives it to the DJ.
Yeah. He got the same list too, but this one.
DJ was the one.
Hey, listen to these words, man. It'll be all right.
He ain't going nowhere.
This night the dream was leaving. This is a smooth song. She tried so hard to keep. And with what brains? Listen. And with the new day's dawning. And where you gonna drift away to,
you
Max?
Felt it drifting away.
Who you drifting to, Max? Hey, man, pull your bottom lip up, man. Come on, ain't that thing over there, man. I already cut you your check and everything while we doing this. Okay? I'm sorry, man, because you got a small sandwich today. You just talk about this little sandwich again, remember? Huh? You think about this sandwich, man?
Oh, yes. I remember this song.
What about that ice cream you had yesterday?
Hey, the pineapple.
And the pineapple. You good now, man? Take your hat off, Max, so I can see your mind. Well, that's a smooth song. It's Captain of Her Heart by Double. That's an old school song, too.
Double.
I used to skate to that back in the day.
Why do they call them Double?
The name of the group. That's what they came up with, man. It's like they came up with the EBT call.
Where'd you skate at?
USA West and Roland Land. You used to be on Pennsylvania.
Yeah,
Roland Land was the one. That was the hangout right there.
Did you always have to wear the bright colored kids skates?
No, I had to rent my skates, man.
You ain't got no custom made skates?
I got this after I got a job. I got over it.
Much as you talk about skating, I thought you had like 4 pairs of skates.
Well, I got one set still at the house. Precisions. Yeah. Old school.
Keep them oiled up.
She couldn't wait. Warm in a while.
Yeah.
It's been a long time. Yeah. It's probably been about 4 or 5 years since I had one.
That reminds me of that conversation we had. This conversation I said, because you go fishing a lot, right?
I do.
good. I was like, yes, how many fishing poles you got?
Oh, yeah, I got many, many
poles. That's what started off. You said you got a lot of poles. So how many, poles?
I'm probably about 150 rods or more.
150 fishing rods.
150.
And then I said, but you got how many of those out of the 150 you got are older than me?
Shit. start, man, boy, back to 71.
71?
I got a rod. Yeah, 1971. Garcia.
You call her Garcia?
No, that's the name of the rod.
Oh, I didn't know that. It's a
Garcia rod. Yeah, all of them got names. G. Loomis, St. Clair's.
I thought you named your rods, man.
Boy Ducats.
Is that what Siri does?
What's that?
Name your rod.
Fishing rods, yes. Fishing rods. Hey, let's get that out there now. Fishing rods. Okay. Because you got all kind of rods. Lightning rods. Okay. Push rods. Okay. Too long ago. Anything outside that box, yon yon.
Right. So you got one named like Black Jesus or nothing?
No. We ain't going out. No.
Like that's your go-to rod.
Yeah, hey, listen.
Yeah, the Moses staff.
Whoa. Yeah, he saw. Okay. He going to part the sea now, right? Yes. Doggone it. So listen here, man.
Slank, so what's going on? What we got? What's next here? Fry guy?
Well.
Man, wait a minute. Like older guys?
Wait, where'd that subject come from?
Oh, well, do you want to broach that subject?
That was like older guys.
I do have a public service announcement.
Yes, sir.
I know what that is. Okay.
I do have a public service.
Go
we
ahead.
We're not going to mention no name.
Okay,
I got you. We got told by a friend of ours that we work with, right?
Okay.
That her husband.
Yes.
Got into shaving with straight razors.
Okay, right? Okay.
Boy. So he's got like a collection of straight razors.
Man.
And I guess one day she said she was sitting in the living room and her husband walks in with just a robe on.
James Taylor.
And, are you going to interrupt my story?
Go ahead, man. I'm sorry about
you should have taken care of this stuff pre-show, man.
Yeah, I still should. I was rude on that, too.
Okay.
Go ahead. Get your wind out. So
her husband walks in
in
just a robe.
Yep.
Opens the robe. Nothing on, right? Says one of those, hey, how you like this, right?
Wow.
She looks down, and there's blood coming all down, running all down his legs.
Oh, man.
She kind of freaks out. She's like, man, what? What'd you do? Well, he decided that he was going to shave his manhood with a straight razor.
Dang, man.
And
that's
dangerous. And he cut himself all up.
That ain't good, man.
So
that ain't good at all.
I know he listens to the show.
Hello out there, buddy. So,
I asked permission from his wife to use the story because I didn't want to get anybody in trouble.
Ooh,
so,
man.
That's our Slow Jams with Hester first ever public service announcement.
Man.
Do not shave
exactly
your manhood with a straight razor.
Exactly, man.
It is not good.
No. Right. Especially if you got bad nerves.
It will not work out.
Man. Did he shake a lot, you know?
I don't know.
I'm one of those shaky guys, you know, like, ooh. And it cuts like a knife.
Ooh.
Ooh, man, I hope you heard that, buddy.
Very good song, man.
Brian Adams coming to you on that one all day.
Yes, indeed.
That's bad.
That's real bad, man. No.
The thing is, you got to shave your parts cold. Because it makes everything nice and cool.
Oh, we're talking about a demonstrator over here. Cold. How would you know that, man?
Well,
you
bring that up.
You set it some ice or something?
Well, yeah.
I'm right there with you. I've been there.
You got to do it cold.
Do you?
Yeah, you can't shave those things warm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I ain't never been there.
So. All day long.
I mean, just because you got going on down there, what's on top of your head?
J5, you got
the double J5.
He got big curl. Yeah. So glowy.
Hey,
Yes, sir.
Why don't we roll on out?
Okay, then.
Wrap this episode 4 up.
Slow
Jams with Hester.
Hey, I want to give a special holler out to some of the fellas out there in blue that kind of creep along every now and then.
Absolutely.
Let them know, hey,
they ask us all the time about, you know, when's the next episode of Slow Jams with Hester coming out. So,
oh, yeah. Yes, indeed.
We do appreciate and we can just call them out by name. I mean, we call them out IMPD.
Yes, we sure can. We got much love for you, gentlemen.
As a whole, yes. IMPD as a whole.
Yes, indeed.
Specifically, there are certain people, certain groups, certain units that tend to answer our phone call whenever we dial their digits.
That's right.
Right.
The 454.
What about our heroes out in El Paso and Dayton, Ohio?
Yes, indeed.
The boys in blue out there.
Shout out definitely to those guys.
Yes, indeed.
Saving a lot of lives.
And Mississippi.
Thinking about all those people out there.
Yes, indeed.
Our neighbors in Dayton and families in El Paso.
But here's the deal. So, by special request.
Here we go.
Right.
They say from who?
Oh yeah, here in a second.
Yeah, so my legs ain't swinging today.
I'm at football practice last night, right? And my phone just starts ding, 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 just starts going off.
Yeah.
And somebody's hitting me up, right?
Okay.
Saying, hey man, I got an idea.
Okay.
So.
We like ideas.
All
we
the time.
We like ideas. Send us your requests.
Bring up the Randy Watson.
Some Randy Watson.
Yeah, give me some Randy Watson, because little did I know, and this is a true story now.
Okay, got you.
They have actually opened up a McDowell's hamburger joint in Queens, New York.
Oh, okay.
Right? Man. Remember McDowell's, the whole Coming to America?
Yes, indeed.
Right. So somebody did some research on this. That's near and dear to your heart.
My heart, huh?
And sends me a text.
Okay, then.
That basically says, hey.
But you know.
Here we go.
When I look at these contestants.
When I look at them.
Yes.
He said, I hear
I feel
that
good.
McDowell's is looking good. For the world's smallest fry guy. The world's smallest fry guy.
Whoa. Forget the Hamburglar.
Man. So now I got the deal. Hamburglar.
So, so this person texts me and he says, I think Slow Jams should send Dad there.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Man.
And I okay. said, well, so, that's a good idea.
Man.
He even threw the quote in there from... what was the heavyset white dude? Louis Anderson?
Louis Anderson.
You start off with the lettuce.
Oh, yeah. Then he said he'd work his way up to fries.
And that's where the big money started going. So, who do you think sent me that text?
Man, let me think about it.
I got a special treat for you.
Dang, who sent it, man? Spank?
You all know it's Joe the policeman.
Nice. Are you being serious right now? I said, he sent me a text and said, I think Slow Jams ought to send Dad there.
Dad there. Okay, who's Dad?
Oh, my God. This is really...
Come on, man. Listen to
him. This is so serious. There's a reason our Twitter name is Hester Slow. There's a reason. And this is it.
It's true.
Hey, okay. Man.
It's true.
You got it. Hey.
So somebody wants to send you to be the world's smallest fry guy.
Yeah, okay.
In the text it says, that this guy sent me, I think Slow Jams should send Dad there.
Right. Dad.
Dad. Right. I just got handed a note by our silent partner here.
Come on, man.
When you had to win the gold medal in the Special Olympics when you participated in that. Dad is you.
Yeah, man.
Good stuff, right?
Daddy.
Yeah. Okay, so who would call you Dad? That's a he.
Yes.
Who?
My dad.
Who's on first?
Who's on second?
What?
What's on?
Where's he at?
Man.
Okay.
Let's break this down.
This is real bad.
Let's do it again. At the end. Let's start all over.
There's a guy in this world.
Right, right.
Who calls you dad.
Right.
Who would that be?
Man, my boy's son.
Yes, he got it.
Holy cow, man.
Damn. Chris, I'm sorry, bro. took you a damn while to catch on, man.
Chris, I tried to save him.
So we know the meaning of slow.
Right. Woo. Hey, Chris, now you know what we work with every single day. That's why we started Slow Jams with Esther. Because we have so much material.
Man, that took it to the lady, dude.
Give me some Hill Street, man. Let's wrap
all right, let's go.
Holy cow.
What's my so,
I had to go there, man.
All right, man. Once again, thanks for listening.
Oh, man, we appreciate it.
We got... I got... I can't even talk, man. I got... I coach football, so I kind of had to change my schedule a little bit. So we're doing this early. And I mean, we got here early in the morning.
Real early in the morning. So, hey, maybe we could use that to help me be a little slow there, you know, because I'm so early in the morning.
No, I don't think so. Well, you the same whether it's 5 a.m. or 5 p.m. So
he cried.
So anyways, thanks for listening. Keep listening. Keep spreading the word. Like I said, if you follow us on Instagram, shoot on over to Twitter, give us a follow there, and we'll always take suggestions on where to send Hester. So,
do that.
On the next episode, we'll get a report back from Hester because we do have you booked on a flight flying out to Queens.
Oh man,
tonight,
New York,
and
this guy ain't there doing fries.
It's got you're gonna try to be the new fry guy at McDowell's.
Well, so can I take my son with me then?
You can take your
son.
He's
making suggestions. Yeah, I hope you hear that, Chris.
Yeah. We'll get a full report. So,
okay, dude.
Anybody got anything else?
No, I'm good.
Nope. All right.
Much love to everybody.
Much love.
Buy a t-shirt.
All day.
Yeah.
Don't forget the t-shirts. Don't forget the merch.
Stickers.
All right. Listen, merch. You can't get them with EBT cards, though, okay?
Hit up teespring.com.
It'll take EBT.
We'll, we're going to get rolling up out of here and get our day started. So much love to you. Thanks for listening. Episode 4, Slow Jams with Hester.
And we out of here.
All day.
He cried.